USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. G7 leaders will commit on Sunday to increase their climate finance contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. As part of plans billed as helping speed the finance of infrastructure projects in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven most advanced economies will again pledge to meet the target. At least 12 people were killed in a huge gas explosion in central China on Sunday.
They've been able to find 150 people, but 37 are described to be severely injured. The incident took place early this morning.
CNN's Christy Lustout. The cause of the accident is under investigation, according to the city government. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If the U.S. military were a nation state, it would be the world's 47th largest emitter of planet-warming greenhouse gases, a 2019 study found. Though the British universities of Lancaster and Durham took account only of emissions from fuel usage in the study, it pointed to the huge impact that armed forces across the globe are having on the Earth's climate. Facing a battle against global warming, NATO has, for the first time, made it a central focus of planning and strategy. Dan Naraki reports on the collapse of a Danish soccer star.
Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is in stable condition after collapsing during a match Saturday at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. Several medics performed CPR on the field to revive him. The Danish Football Federation says that Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The group of seven leaders aimed to end their first summit in 2 years with a punchy set of promises Sunday, including vaccinating the world against coronavirus, making huge corporations pay their fair share of taxes, and tackling climate change with a blend of technology and money. They want to show that international cooperation is back after the upheavals caused by the pandemic and the unpredictability of former U.S. President Donald Trump. The winning bid was announced Saturday for a ride into space. John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that will fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Israel is to swear in a new government on Sunday that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office and a political crisis that sparked 4 elections in 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.